This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. World Tennis was returning some nasty serves today from the BBC and BuzzFeed, alleging that the sport has been unable to deal with what they charge has been widespread fixing of pro matches. The allegations suggest, among other things, that the internal tennis integrity unit has had to look at the play of 16 players in the last decade. The allegations come as the Australian Open begins in Melbourne, where tennis journalist Ben Rothenberg and co-host of the No Challenges Remaining podcast says the allegations have been a real bombshell.
I think definitely it wound up being a storyline that hijacked the first day of the tournament. It really reset the narrative. It wasn't a story people were really talking about around this time. There hadn't been any recent allegations or anything like that. And so this story, I think, especially coming from a body like the BBC, had a lot of impact. And I think the tennis leaders, the heads of the ATP and the Tennis Integrity Unit, felt obligated because of that to respond to it in a way more directly and holding a, you know, emergency press conference of sorts that they don't normally do for when the smaller issues like this usually crop up.
Are the allegations plausible, and is the tennis world's response settling the matter at all?
I'm not sure the response is settling it, and I'm not honestly sure what the allegations, I think, are seen as a little bit hollow in some tennis media circles right now, just because there are no names attached to them. It's a lot of speculation and a lot of redaction so far. And people inside tennis who spend enough time in the sport know that match fixing, either a complete match or spot fixing, where you just fix the winner of a certain game or a certain set, these things happen in lower levels of tennis, and we know this. It's there sort of allegations of having players who have gone on to be Grand Slam champions involved that I think raises the stakes a little bit on this story, but they didn't name who they are. So I think everybody, at least that I talked to today, and it was obviously the conversation topic of the day at the Australian Open among media and players and organizers and things like that, everybody was holding off a little bit, not sure exactly if we did learn anything new today.
We should say that top seed Djokovic won in straight sets today, but again, that was not the big headline. Is there a lot of money bet on tennis compared to, say, soccer that's been plagued by these kinds of allegations?
Tennis, I've heard, is behind soccer, is the second most bet on sport in the world. Obviously, a lot of countries in which tennis is more popular, sports betting is fully legal and a $1 billion industry there. And tennis is very attractive for that. It's a one-on-one sport that's played almost constantly year-round. There's always matches going on at various levels. And it's something that's also, because it's one-on-one and individual, incredibly susceptible to fixing. It only takes one person to change the outcome of a tennis match, which is something you can't do quite as easily in soccer. So I think tennis has been known to be vulnerable to this. But all that said, the money that's involved in the betting side has kept the sport wanting to keep the betting and gambling houses happy largely. And they've formed partnerships with them in terms of advertising and becoming official betting partners and whatever, that some would like to see there be more distance maybe between the tennis tours and those sorts of arms of the sport.
Finally, Ben, the BBC relies in part on analysis of betting data and percentages of money moving here and there based on the outcome of the matches. Do people there who follow tennis believe that you can draw conclusions from that kind of data?
Certainly those patterns get picked up a lot when there are super suspicious patterns happening in a match, usually at a lower level tournament where one player starts off as the favorite and becomes the underdog even while he's winning in the match and seemingly more likely to win on the scoreboard. When those sorts of things happen, they definitely raise red flags. Obviously, what the integrity unit of tennis was saying today in their defense of this was that is just a pattern that is not necessarily enough evidence for them to convict, and that's why they're saying they haven't done more in some cases. But I think the data a lot of times does seem like a pretty smoking gun when things are happening that just defy any logic except for a fix being in.
Talking about what he says hijacked the Australian Open on the first day of the tournament, Ben Rothenberg talking about allegations of possible corruption in pro tennis. Ben Rothenberg is covering the Australian Open. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.